Shall I go on a little bit about what took place 30-some years after the last reminiscence?
Is this your history for your children? Or
this is 60? Mayor Buford's wedding month, September 1963, I think. Quaffing our bedtime beer in my cool colony club room overlooking the rooftops of New York on February midnight, Mayor Buford Bocock seemed strangely indifferent to the subject of how the jewelry given me by mother, father, and Jack Bocock should be divided at my demise. Soon she gave me a hint. It was Freddie Hitz's honorable intentions towards herself and that potential marriage she'd come from Smith College to discuss with Ma. Quote, just a simple little wedding in the mountains, end of quote. In a very appealing way, she described her dream of delphinium blooming in the garden, the blue grass emerald green after a lovely rain, and the white clouds drifting in the background across the valley with the bridesmaids and groomsmen walking through delphinium to an improvised altar under a big tree in September. All this to be at Royal Orchard, of course. Starting then, I began to work on this simple little wedding in the country. Since delphinium is a cold climate plant, I phoned Julie Morris, with whom I had been in horticultural school at Amler, Pennsylvania, to ask if she'd plenty of plants. Quote, yes, lots and lots, but they are all promised for the Garden Club meeting in Philadelphia this spring. So I don't know what I can raise for you by September, end of quote. Thanks to Mrs. Wisdom, Emily Cheston, and her unfailing ability to make people happy, Julie Morris did produce some young delphinium. Julie did produce some young delphinium plants in bud, several hundreds of them, by the end of August. They were too valuable to ship, so Miss Essie Sims drove an Avis station wagon to Amarillo, where she picked up Mrs. Cheston, who showed her how to reach Julie Morris's hothouse. Miss Essie is strong and active and always willing to do more than her share, so she helped load these gems, taking special care of each bud. She drove home with no breezes blowing in the car for fear of injuring the Dells. The Dells is a abbreviation for delphinium, which is used by hothouse and gardening people. I met her at Royal Orchard in order to get the plants into clay pots, which Eve Flowers had been to Williamsburg to buy for me, with an idea that we would create an aisle across the lawn from the lawn door to the altar under the oak by the Swiss shrine. This was my sister Ross's idea of a good location, and it turned out to be perfect. After everything was nicely potted, we toted them by hand to the north side of the barn so that they would not be exposed to too much sun. I had great faith that Jake Hicks, who really loves flowers and whose daughter Mildred, before she married and moved away, used to help him create a lovely flower garden right where they live, that Jake would take care of them. So I said to Jake Hicks, if a hot spell comes in the next 10 days, please don't let these plants go to seed, because they're so young and vigorous that I'm certain all the buds will come out if none of the larger buds are allowed to bloom and go to seed. A week later, when I returned to Royal Orchard to make ready for the influx of Princeton and Harvard groomsmen and St. Timothy's and Smith girls, all of whom were to stay in the big house, Jake asked me to take a look at the delphiniums, which he had been conscientiously watering. If man proposes and God disposes, then perhaps one should think of Jake Hicks's right hand as agent of God. But that is not the way I felt when I saw that he had cut off every single biggish stalk on which the handsome blooms would have, by then, been nearing perfection for the wedding. Rossi Reed had been working in the flower garden on knees for days to make it presentable, but I had not let her have a single delphinium plant to plant there because we needed them all. Accepting the tragedy was less difficult than keeping silent, because Jake was so evidently proud of his achievement and so convinced that in the next 48 hours the roots would magically produce new blooms. Unwilling to accept total defeat, I asked if he could find the budding stems that he'd thrown out, but he told me that that had been days ago, and by this time they were very dry and had been covered with other trash, so there was no hope. But the day before the wedding, an aura placed with Mrs. Mossmiller, which she had said she hoped she could fill, arrived at 909 in huge boxes similar to coffins and nearly as heavy. I had already left Miss Essie again, rented the station wagon and set forth, heavily loaded, with instructions to take off the tops of the boxes so that the flowers would not rot from the heat. Again she travelled without any breeze on a terribly hot day, no air conditioning in the car. They had been flown by air at hideous expense from Oregon. On reaching Royal Orchard, Miss Essie was surrounded with anxious women, including Mayor Buford and Fred Hicks's close friends, Mr. and Mrs. Starr, and their three sons, who had arrived and been assigned to Argonne Cottage under the tender loving care of Bill Reed, bachelor, who was to protect them from rattlesnakes and such unknown enemies. Mrs. Starr was too valiant to throw up her hands in horror when told this job was hers. It looked like several thousand stalks of magnificent delphinium, heavy with bloom, hot from the trip, humid from the extra water, and hard to deal with. Many hands helped in getting the stems stuck into two bathtubs filled with water, which Jake Hicks produced from the basement and transported to the barn. The basement had to be used for meals to serve breakfast two mornings, as the main dining room was already set up with a table of 26 for the wedding party. Isabel Anderson had scurried through the house, finding chairs she felt were not too rickety for this large group, and had them carried to the dining room with much help. But even with the help of the whole Starr family, Rosalie Oster, Bessie Carter, my sisters Rossie and Isabel Anderson, and lots of nieces, the delphinium was still more than we could handle 4 hours before the wedding. And the Isle of potted delphiniums had not been created on the lawn. So Mrs. Wisdom popped into my mind as a genius who could make it all come out right, and I called her at the Farmington Club to say there was a real emergency, and she, with that angel Mr. Wisdom, Edward Cheston, arrived in very few minutes. Next time I looked out the window, she was on her hands and knees dealing with a delphinium in book, which she was sticking gracefully into red clay pots.
What's wrong with that when you get up?